And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Valley Collision of Ubly, if you get into an accident, get your car repaired correctly with expert collision repair and quality customer service. See Chris at Valley Collision of Ubly. And a man is dead after crashing a vehicle into Temple Israel and exchanging gunfire with security during an active shooting incident Thursday afternoon, according to multiple law enforcement sources. Authorities say the incident began around 12:30 p.m. when the suspect drove a truck into the front entrance of a synagogue located at 5725 Walnut Lake Road. Police believe the crash was intentional and the vehicle caught fire shortly after impact, sending smoke through the building. According to investigators, the suspect exited the burning vehicle armed with a rifle and is confronted by on-site security personnel. A senior federal law enforcement source reports that the suspect exchanged gunfire with security before being shot and killed. Oakland County Sheriff Michael Bouchard confirmed that no children, staff, or congregants were injured. Preliminary information indicates the driver maneuvered around security bollards before ramming into the building, causing significant damage near the entrance. The fire was contained and emergency crews evacuated the area as a precaution. Michigan State Police urged the public to avoid the scene while investigations continue. Temple Israel, one of the largest Reform synagogues in the country, includes a preschool and serves a large regional congregation. All children were accounted for and safely removed from the building, officials said. Investigators from local, county, and federal agencies are now working to determine the suspect's identity, motive, and whether the attack was connected to any broader threats. Officials say more information will be released as the investigation develops. And in other news, contracts for police coverage for two townships were approved by the Sanilac County Commissioners. The board approved non-expiring contracts for law enforcement services between the county's Fremont Township and Marlette Township with the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department. In other police matters, approval was given for the sheriff to purchase a Chevrolet 15-passenger van at a cost a little under $60,000 and to send a correctional deputy to the Oakland Community College Police Academy at a cost not to exceed $20,000. And we will be right back after this message from Valley Collision.
So Chris, people always ask, why should they come to Valley Collision Center in Ubly?
Because Justin, when you have collision damage, you want a one-stop shop that makes the repair process easy. That's why we work with all insurance companies and try to make the repair process as hassle-free as possible.
Valley Collision Center specializes in aluminum and steel auto body repair. Our certified technicians stay up to date with the latest training, and every repair is backed by a 3-year written guarantee.
When you take your vehicle to Valley Collision Center, you're trusting a team with over 100 years of combined experience, focused on quality repairs done right the first time.
From minor dents to major collision damage, we're here to get you back on the road with confidence. We're located on Main Street in Ubly.
Or call 989-658-2410. Valley Collision Center of Ubly, your one-stop shop for all auto body repair service.
And we have some national and international news for you at this time. Outdated intelligence has likely led to the United States carrying out a deadly missile strike on an elementary school in Iran that has killed over 165 people, many of them children. In the opening hours of the conflict, according to a U.S. official and secondary person briefed on findings of a preliminary U.S. military investigation, now, dozens of Democratic senators are demanding answers from the Trump administration. The letter from more than 45 senators pressed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on whether the U.S. was in fact culpable. The senators also raised concerns about the hollowing out of a congressionally mandated office set up specifically to reduce civilian casualties. And the Trump administration is opening a new trade investigation into manufacturing in foreign countries. It's an effort that comes after the Supreme Court struck down President Donald Trump's previous use of tariffs. Trump and his team have made clear that they're seeking to replace the hundreds of billions of dollars in lost revenues by using different laws to establish new tariffs. The administration is starting investigations under Section 301 of the Trade Act of 1974 to try and charge new import taxes. But U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer told reporters that he didn't want to prejudge the outcome of the process, even though he said that the policy remains the same. And the UN Refugee Agency says up to 3.2 million people in Iran have been displaced by the ongoing conflict. It said Thursday that most have fled from Tehran and other major cities towards the north end of the country or rural areas. Oil and gasoline prices are rising as the conflict in Iran intensifies. Another global conflict affects supply. That means pain at the pump for drivers filling up with gas, but electric vehicle drivers are largely unaffected by spikes in oil prices. Electricity prices, even as different grids have different power mixes, are more regulated. Experts say prolonged high gas prices may drive some EV interest in sales. Car buying resource Edmunds says it has seen an uptick in people researching EVs and hybrids. But the experts also say just how far that will go is unclear. And in the U.S., significant incentives to buy EVs have gone away. And we will be right back after this message from the AVS Tech Team.
Depend on the AVS Tech Team to keep your data safe. If your home computer or business server fails, what important data is at risk? With data retention solutions from the Tech Team, your information is always protected and always accessible. These solutions safeguard important files from hardware failure, human error, or even natural disasters like fire and flood, so you don't have to worry about losing what matters most. Backed by professional local support, the Tech Team provides automatic, secure off-site storage with no extra equipment needed, making it simple and hassle-free to keep your data safe. Whether it's personal files, business documents, or critical records, they make sure everything is protected and easy to access when you need it. Keep your peace of mind at an affordable price. To learn more, contact the AVS Tech Team at 888-282-4943 or visit them in Pigeon or Sandusky to see how data retention solutions can protect you and your information.
And we are back. And that was your news for this hour. There are no obituaries to report at this time, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.